Now that summer is here, some people are turning to gym memberships or miracle diet supplements to get their bodies into beach-worthy shape. We sent musician David Was to the mall to investigate another method for slimming down.
If I actually worked for a living, chances are me and the boys might have had a good time around the water cooler a few weeks ago, rehashing the New York Times story about the new line of Spanx for men. You know Spanx, those hide-the-donut undergarments that press the flesh back to the bones they used to cling to before middle age set in? In Mae West's day, they called them girdles, which no self-respecting feller would think of wearing under his shirt and pants. Women, however, have bought hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Spanx in the last decade. Now men are being invited to wear the boa constrictor shapewear in an attempt to conceal the ravages of life in the fat lane. No stringent diets, no messy surgery. Just slip on the undershirt that embraces you like an old friend and button up your dress shirt over it. Congratulations, sir. You have just lost a virtual 20 pounds. So prepare a response for when your colleagues ask if you've been sick or had some kind of procedure. As NPR's crack underwear sleuth, I ventured to the mall last week to see if I could cajole a department store salesman to feed me a few quotes on this white-hot topic. He took one look at my digital voice recorder and immediately radioed for help. I was escorted upstairs to speak with someone in corporate who confirmed the don't ask policy when it came to floor staff. Eventually, I spoke with the Spanx PR folks directly, who generously offered an interview with the company's founder, Sarah Blakely. Thank you, I said, but I really just wanted to have a down-home, dude-to-dude kind of encounter. Heck, I can't talk underwear with a girl. The final word came down. Spanx would allow me to talk with anyone I pleased, so I returned to the mall only to be rebuffed once again by a corporate handler. Yes, but Spanx said it was okay, I protested weakly, and to no avail. I had apparently reached the barbed-wired, electrified perimeter of the Area 51 of underwear. I shuffled back to the parking lot, crestfallen. My turn as the Seymour Hersh of compression garments had been scuttled by an unfeeling bureaucracy less interested in bulky truth than in looking after their slender corporate image. Did they think I'd fool their salesman into ridiculing the miracle waist eraser? Or that I'd ask sarcastic questions like, if I buy Spanx, can I give up my gym membership? Okay, I admit it. They were right to worry. But after Spanx sent me a free crewneck shirt in the mail, I became something of a true believer. Call me Slim, and make mine a double cheeseburger with onion rings.
Musician David Was shops for his supportive undergarments in Los Angeles.
This is NPR.